is.
I don't know. Guys is a gendered term. So we've been talking about this for a while, but a couple of weeks ago, we did our very first live show for Panic Fest, and we survived.
It was awesome. A lot of great people came out and supported us, and that was awesome. It was great to meet all of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really expect it, but we ran into another really great podcast called The Cult Podcast.
The Cult Podcast.
They were actually at the live show right after us, and I think we all hung out for that one.
They came to our live show, and we went to their live show.
They were really great. It's The Cult Podcast, guys. Mm-hmm. You check them out. They're really great. In fact, I just listened to them do two episodes on incels, mm-hmm. which was eye-opening and very sad.
Yeah, you should relate to it as the virgin.
Oh,
their live show was really great too.
It was
about the Chicago Rippers.
The Chicago Rippers, yeah.
There was some very speaking.
But they're not going to release it as an actual episode.
They're not.
You have to see them live.
You do,
guys. They were awesome. Check them out. They're a lot of fun.
I watched Armando witness snow for the first time
at Denny's.
It was like it was a special moment.
Yeah, all of them are great. They're like three stand-up comics from LA who are hilarious people in their own right, but then also really are obsessed with cults. So they have a podcast about cults that's really informative and also really funny.
Yeah, they're
really worth checking
out in a healthy way.
So guys, check out The Cult Podcast. They're a lot of fun.
So the host podcast that was hosting the whole event was a show called Nightmare Junkhead that I listened to, and they're great. They've got lots of really cool information about horror movies. They do lots of great interviews. They review movies. They're really cool.
We went to their live show. It was great. It's Greg and Genius, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
They're really funny. Yeah.
They were
super nice
bingo.
Guys. Yeah, we played bingo with their
Oh, yeah. That was great.
It was great. So you should definitely check their podcast out. Yeah.
And Kansas City was awesome, too. I really liked it.
Dude, their barbecue was legit.
That barbecue was legit. I got a sampler platter.
And that Denny's waitress, you... yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Freaked out. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had it set up so we could record our audio during the live show. So we're going to share that live show with you. It's not a regular episode, which is why we're not releasing it on a Monday, but we thought we'd share it with everybody like we did with Patreon a few weeks ago. So, guys, check out this live episode. Jen, if you would bring in our theme music, the next thing you'll hear is us at the live show.
Oh, yay. Virgin, everybody. Woo! I'm Jen.
I'm your virgin, Todd.
And I'm Mikey.
Yay! Yeah. And nobody groaned after they said my name this time. Success.
You're welcome.
I know. That's really great for my self-esteem, and I really need it.
Well, because you made me watch a movie that I can hate.
I know. Yeah. So we're the Horror Virgin. This is our first live show, so we're really excited. Thank you for coming out and supporting us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so we're a Nashville-based show, and kind of normally what we do is we watch a movie, and then we talk about that movie as our episode, but we also spoil the movies, so we didn't want to do that today. Also, we tend to talk for a long time, and we wanted to stay within our hour, so we've kind of got like a...
Speaking as the person who edits the podcast.
I thought we were an internet-based show.
We talk for about 2.5 hours, and I cut it down to about 1:15.
Yes. Every time hear an episode, there's at least half of the episode cut out.
Well, yeah, because when we're watching The Thing, and we talk about Flame Contra for 45 minutes.
Or today, when we had a 45-minute discussion on Love Actually.
That's true. It somehow connects.
We did not watch Love Actually.
No,
that was not the horror movie.
Did you know Love Actually connects to the Happy Death Day universe? And if you don't, listen to our episode because we will prove it to you.
I can assure
thoroughly.
You that's getting edited
that's
out.
Actually got cut out.
No. Oh, no. But my word gold. So what we're doing today, we've kind of caught some... We're going to do a little of this and that. We're just going to kind of talk about who we are, like some of our favorite movies. We have some questions that we're going to answer.
Yes.
Yeah, because we didn't want to spoil any movies and we didn't know what you guys had seen. But we have just seen Gags.
Yeah.
And it was great.
I really liked it.
I really liked it too.
I think the best review I could give was I did not like it very much. And I had to leave at one point.
And that is a compliment from Todd.
Yes. I mean, it was, I'm sure, great.
Todd left for a prolonged period of time.
He did.
I did this a lot.
But we had a lot of barbecues, so I didn't know.
That's true.
Well, some of that happened too.
So when we went to see Freddy versus Jason a long time ago, I think that's like our fourth episode.
Oh my God.
We went to see it in a theater, and we were getting snacks and refreshments. And Todd didn't want to get anything to drink because he was afraid that if he went to the bathroom in the middle, he would be too afraid to come back into the theater.
And you guys told me that I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, so if you haven't guessed and you're not familiar with our show, the theme of our podcast is the horror virgin, and Todd is our horror virgin. Because
that's the only kind of virgin I am.
Only out of all that's kinds?
Well, I mean, okay.
You've done it.
I mean, all right. We don't have to do a deep dive on it. Mikey!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just phrase it.
Yeah, oh, so man. Todd really hates horror movies.
I do. I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Full stop. I just can't separate myself from what's happening on the screen. So right. And then I think about it forever, and it's horrible.
He often zips his hoodie up over his face.
Watching movies with Todd is very fun because
it really is.
He screams, hides, and gags during gore parts, and like Jen has to hand him the trash can.
And sometimes you open your drink near
him. People have asked me, "Is like,
and
is
it
that
scares
real?
Him too?" Yeah. Oh yes, it's all real. It really is.
Todd is that terrible.
So, can I tell the Hereditary story?
Yeah.
Mikey wasn't there, but a bunch of us went to go see Hereditary, and if you haven't seen it, there is a spot in Hereditary that's like sort of super jump scary, and it really gets me right after you see a naked man, bunch of swing and dong, right?
Uh-huh.
You guys know what I'm talking about. And it cuts, and then she's like running at him from the fireplace. Mm-hmm. I stood up and was like, fuck! At the screen, and people just went... and then it like it's really tense for like 15 seconds, and then as the tension sort of releases some after she stops banging her head on the, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, spoiler.
It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
spoiler. It's whatever.
I don't know. I don't know the story happened because I was sobbing for half of the movie.
That is also true. And then people, you just hear pockets start laughing at me as the tension releases. It was the worst.
It was awesome.
When I talk negatively about horror films, I don't mean like the movies are bad.
Oh,
I just
mean
I am bad. I'm a bad fit for the movie.
Yes. And that honestly, that is a compliment when you hate a horror movie.
I think that
means it terrifies you.
No, I keep trying to find movies he would like.
It's not going to happen. I've been trying to do that for 38 episodes at this point. We got two episodes that you liked.
Yeah.
Wait, three. Did you like Happy Death Day?
Happy Death Day was a comedy. Like, it wasn't that scary.
It's a horror comedy.
Yeah. And Tremors is also a comedy. So we did an episode on Tremors. And Behind the Mask.
Yes.
Behind the Mask.
Todd's new favorite movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
In fact, the guy who's like Leslie Vernon in that movie, Nathan, I have like the biggest man crush on Nathan. I'm sorry, Natalie. My girlfriend's here. I have the biggest man crush on Nathan because
he's on
so
his list.
Good
it's
in
okay.
that movie. And then he didn't become like this huge fucking star afterwards.
I know.
But we still have Tom Cruise.
They get weird on Twitter.
Whatever, man.
They do get weird on Twitter.
I reached out to him on Twitter, and he like responds to me in very sexual, weird ways, and I'm in for it.
Or like, I'm going to kill you ways.
Nathan's a good guy.
He really is.
I don't know.
He's back there right now.
Right. Yeah, I wrote a blog about how like deceptive his charisma is, and he responded, this is accurate. I was like, oh, good to know. We're not going to invite you to do a live show with us. Maybe we'll talk to you on the phone, but you might murder us. Yeah. So, the concept of our show.
I think you guys sort of get it. We're a comedy horror movie podcast.
We are, yeah.
That's why it takes 4 hours to record.
It really is. Yeah, we love our tangents, and it's fun. Yeah, and so Mikey is a new addition, and we've kind of been...
Hold for applause.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Mikey, everybody.
Woo! Thank you. Well, that actually worked. I'm really excited about it.
They're way nicer to you than we have been. Yeah, so Mikey is a new addition. So in one of our earlier episodes, Todd and I kind of talked about like our relationship to horror, and we can talk about that a little bit. But Mikey hasn't ever really explained himself. Why do you like horror?
Yeah, Mikey, explain yourself.
Okay. I'll explain myself. Well, I like movies overall. I feel like stories are a very important part of relating to humanity. Agreed. And we'll get through that mushy part. And then I would say that horror is one of the few genres that you gather your friends for. You experience it with them. You watch people watch movies. We talked about, everybody's kind of mentioned that this week. And it's like, after you get done, it's like riding the roller coaster together.
I hate roller coasters too. Stay tuned for our upcoming podcast.
And the
Todd LARPing on roller coasters.
And the way I grew up is our family would watch, me and my younger brothers would watch horror movies. Me and my cousins would watch horror movies. Some of my favorites are just like nostalgia trips down like that summer night. We all spent the night at the same house renting movies that we weren't supposed to rent at Blockbuster and then staying up all night and watching them.
Oh, Blockbuster.
I remember Blockbuster. Yeah, fun times. Yeah, I love horror movies too. Because I think it just challenges you, and it's like you get to think through all of the situations without any real threat to yourself, you know? And I think, okay, horror is fantastic because it shows you what you care about and it shows you who you are. Because people that say they don't like horror, everybody likes some kind of scary story.
Those are the worst kind of people.
I know.
Those are the real people to be afraid of.
But think, there are two stories that everybody tells themselves. They say, if my house was burning down, what would I save? And if I were going to die tomorrow, what would I do today? So your house burning down and you dying, those are what horror movies are based on. So that's just a really simplified story, a horror story. And what that does is shows you who you are, what you care about, what you want to be. And so that's why I really love horror.
I would not ask those questions on a first date.
What about a first live show?
Like, if you're going to die tomorrow.
But that's how you get to know yourself. Maybe, Michael, that's why you're single, maybe.
Mikey, I think I have some notes for your first date. This is what happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. I do really like to project my emotions.
Bring our significant others on the road. Oh, I have them.
What?
I didn't hear him either. I didn't.
That was great, Mikey.
That's fine. I was just saying I fifth wheeled this whole trip.
Oh, yeah. And you made it very apparent to our Denny's waitress this morning. Okay. She was like, how do I do the checks? And I was like, because my girlfriend Natalie came with me
and my
Corey,
husband,
the podfather, came with us. And so we're like here and then here. And then Mikey just goes, my girlfriend died.
But she was great. She
handled it very well.
She's like, he killed him, right?
Yeah.
He killed her?
Like, yeah. Just went with it. Yeah.
But Corey and I both were like, no. Like, we didn't know how to handle that.
I was like, yeah. She's dead.
You think she was into you? You think that's why?
The waitress or my hypothetical dead girlfriend?
No, the waitress.
They both were.
Mikey's got a high self-esteem.
Your imaginary dead girlfriend could have gotten it, though.
Somebody check on that Denny's waitress.
She could have formerly got it.
Me in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Those eggs were really good, though.
They were,
Thank you. One guy got my joke. Play into that guy.
You do know those are separate words, right?
Are they spelled the same?
No.
Yes. You're just trying to cheat at Scrabble. All right. Do we have an outline?
We do still have an outline, okay. Yes. Yes, and we are blowing through it.
Who would have thought five things wouldn't cover an hour?
Just
Todd, what's your horror origin?
Just wait till we get to the Stephen King segment, because then that's just the rest of the hour. So we talked about our horror origin stories. So Todd hates almost all horror movies.
I like horror comedies, I'm finding out as we watch some.
Yeah.
But I honestly, my relationship to horror is like, so I sort of just stay away from it. But I went to a sleepover when I was like six or maybe eight. I think I was eight.
Yeah, six and, a little young for a sleepover.
I think it was eight, maybe 12. No, I was eight. And I had older brothers and they were into horror. Mm-hmm. I guess they still are.
You don't talk to him anymore.
And anyway, so he and my brother Logan were like, let's go to, I think it was my friend Randall's. No, it was Dustin's house.
The details aren't important.
Yeah, whatever. But they made me watch The Omen and they made me watch Pet Sematary. And I was eight, right? And I didn't respond that way. It was terrifying. And then they realized that I was terrified by everything at that point. So then for the rest of my life, they tortured me, like with jump scares, and like my brother would hide like in sections of the house and jump out and scare me. And I don't love him very much.
He's had that salt and pepper hair since 12.
Visual gags on a podcast. But I don't like it.
I love it. Yeah. So we thought we would talk about our favorite horror movies.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. Okay. But first, let's say you can go first.
You do what you do. You're in charge. You're in the middle.
I do like to be in charge.
Yeah.
So I don't rank my movies. I like to have like a top five, and then I usually have a number one, but it's like, depending on the mood and the day, like I like some movies more than others and some you kind of connect. I really like to project my
emotions.
Some
people just say, here's our top five in no particular order.
But one of them is in order. I have to explain myself. You said you weren't going to be mean to me in the last.
You were so mean today.
That's true. Yeah, I was really mean.
I wear one 4th of July shirt. They said I was racist all day.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mike.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so tell your...
So Mikey, why don't you start? Okay. And we're going to save our number ones for the last.
Okay, I really like... I like Jaws.
Yeah. Woo! Yep.
I've never seen it.
We're going to make you watch
it. You haven't seen
it? I've heard good things.
It's really good, yeah.
The thing... Yeah. Oh, that's my...
Yeah, we were just talking about Jaws. Or you guys were talking about your question and answer. And I hadn't thought about that the way you guys said it, that it's... it is about the shark, but it's about how everybody responds to the shark. And I love that. I thought that was really cool. And that was kind of what we saw in Gags too, is it's, you don't really see the monster that much. You see how everybody responds to it. And so that kind of brings out either the monster or the hero in the regular people. And that's how you can kind of identify with it and kind of challenge yourself and see maybe what kind of person would I be in this scenario.
Yeah, that's why it's one of my favorites.
That's thanks. Why you like it? Sorry. I'll put my mic down. Tell us more about Jaws.
Well,
there's a shot.
You did a great job. And that's why it's one of my favorite movies.
Have you read the book?
No.
It's really good.
Jen pretty much reads every book we, every movie that is a horror a book as well. She reads before we do the podcast.
I
and
try.
Then she'll confuse what happened in the movie with what happened in the book. So we just did Misery, and then the whole podcast was like, well, in the book, he's addicted to them pills. But right. In the movie, he ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I sound like.
So you sound a lot like that.
No, he had a little more flavor than I
did. So my second favorite movie.
I didn't get to do one of my favorite movies.
Are we going back and forth? I didn't get to do one of my favorite movies.
Jaws. Okay.
That's the joke.
Oh. Okay.
The Changeling. The 80s one. Anybody see that one?
I haven't seen it.
That's one of those stories where I had all my family. We spent the night, and that movie scared the shit out of me. It's about it's a writer who goes off to this. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but he rents a house to write for the summer, and then there's a ghost of a wheelchair bound child that haunts him.
And then Angelina Jolie finds her son in the chicken farm.
No.
Oh. Is that- I thought that that was The Changeling for a long time.
It has the same title. It does.
Well, I know, and I kept hearing people say they loved The Changeling so much. And I was like, the chicken Angelina Jolie movie? Because I thought it was okay, but I didn't like it that much.
My third favorite movie. are we going to count Ghostbusters?
I mean,
yes, it's on our scary scale.
I love Ghostbusters.
Would you consider Ghostbusters under the horror umbrella?
Yeah. All right.
Then I count it.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What about The Nightmare Before Christmas? Yeah. All right. Half and half. I'm taking the yes side, though, because I love that movie.
That was two yeses, not a side.
How do numbers work, Todd?
I'm not an accountant.
We get 10 million downloads a week.
It's not that many.
No, I don't know.
No. I don't know numbers.
Not yet.
I just started.
So what was your fourth?
Wait, you said Ghostbusters. Tell us why you like Ghostbusters.
That's my
Is
third.
It because of the scene where they say, Winston,
no, it's not.
In the library?
No.
Sorry, I know that it didn't happen in the library, but I like to bug them by saying it incorrectly every time.
I just like it. It's like one of the most well-written movies, I think, in the history of film.
Yes.
Yes. I love that movie as well. Yeah. But mainly because I like those guys, like Aykroyd and Murray. And
I prefer the sequel.
The second one?
The second one.
Okay. I mean, I watched
I love Ghostbusters
growing up, but I liked it too.
Oh, I thought we were trying to become more popular.
I thought for a second you meant the one with women. And, you know, that's fine too.
What?
The one with women. The Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys
Which
seen?
I didn't hate, but it was fun.
It was good.
It was funny.
It was the first one I saw, I think. So that's kind of what, in my mind, that was Ghostbusters. What?
The one with women was the first one you saw?
Oh, no. Ghostbusters 2. Sorry.
I was just terrified you didn't see real Ghostbusters. I only listened to
half of what you were saying.
No, I don't want to start anything.
I'm not touching this conversation.
Yeah. I'll talk about
Original
it.
Ghostbusters was one of my favorite films.
Yes.
Yeah, and I used to watch the second one over and over again, and I had the soundtrack, and I would sing the Bobby Brown song a lot. It was fun.
I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. My fourth.
Jen.
What?
What's your fourth?
My fourth is a movie from, the late 70s called The Pit. Has anybody seen this movie? But a little
kid. What? I haven't seen it.
I don't know if it still holds up because I'm so scared to rewatch it. I'll rewatch it with you. But this movie scared the shit out of me at like 9, 10, 11 years old. I don't know where my parents were.
But what's it about? Is it
it's
about
like
a
little kid finds a pit filled with monsters and he starts feeding people to it.
Feeding people.
That is the appropriate response.
Like, so that the monsters won't eat him?
Or is he
the monster?
He was very unpopular.
Oh.
And this is before school shootings.
Is that like,
so he needed an he needed an outlet.
You know, we're recording this, Mike.
I stand by that joke. I stand by it. And he's a creepy kid, and like the monster wasn't scary, but he would like lure people there and just be like, boop.
That is really scary.
It was scary.
How old were you when you saw that?
Young.
What? Okay, what year is it from?
I don't.
I need a context.
I think
80s, 90s?
I think 79, 80s. Late 70s, early 80s.
And you guys, some of you guys have seen that movie?
Shot in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Am I synopsing it right? Okay.
I think 80. Right. That was a good year.
I watched it twice. Once when I was a little kid, once in college, where I was re-scared, and I just was like, no.
You're like, I'm out.
And nothing scares me too much.
Scared again.
Oh, okay. Scared again. Yeah.
Are you going to do your number one, or do you want to do your top four?
Can I do one of my movies?
Yes, but I'm going to do a 10-minute commentary for each one.
I would love that, Mikey. This is a conversation.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? So, Jen, what is your first one you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Fright Night, the original.
The original one, yeah.
That's great. Good choice.
So
Fright Night's about... No, go ahead. I'll be respectful.
Oh, thank you.
We throw a lot of shade here on the
We
horse,
really do. Yeah. We love each other, though.
No, it wouldn't be so bad, but we recorded an episode where everyone was very hostile towards me.
We did.
You were... This coming from the person who made a joke about school shootings 10 minutes ago.
That's true.
And earlier today was wearing a Freedom is My Favorite Color t-shirt.
I'm not pro school shooting.
That's a very hot take. All right, Jen, tell us about Fright Night.
So Fright Night. So when I watched, this was the first horror movie I ever watched, and I was way too young, and I was at a slumber party, and it terrified me.
Was it, okay, hang on, let me set the scene. Okay. Was it just like... Was it co-ed? Was it all girls? Let's get into it.
Well, it was an elementary school.
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out. No, okay, so we watched this movie.
School shoots, that sounds so bad.
Gee. Whew. Editing in real life.
Yeah.
So we watched this movie. And so this is the first time I'd seen a horror movie. And also the first time I'd ever heard the song Living on a Prayer. And we listened to it right after Fright Night. And I don't know if I thought it was the song of the end credits or something. But I was like, yeah, man, they are living on a prayer when they go down in the basement and they're just hanging on. And so I've always connected those two things in my mind. Yeah, it was a good time. My parents were mad because I was really afraid to sleep with my light off. And, you know, I slept with my light on probably through high school.
I still do that sometimes. when I got back from Hereditary, I checked every corner of every room.
And called your roommate to make sure all the lights were on before you got home, right?
I texted him. I was like, turn on every light in the house.
Oh, so...
And he was like, why? And I was like, do what I say, Kyle!
We got back from Hereditary, and we were going to go record. And we'd gone to see it at like 7. And we went to an apartment without the lights on yet. And this apartment has a giant... It's got all these... comic book bobbleheads.
Like yeah. Shit. It's
and
awesome.
A life size Spider-Man blow up in the corner right here. And so we're walking back from Hereditary and we saw that Spider-Man in the corner. Todd lost his shit. He was like, turn the lights on, turn the lights on. Because we couldn't figure out how to turn the lights on, too.
I believe what I said was, turn on the goddamn lights. But I did not say it like that.
No.
I yelled it like a schoolgirl.
There was a Todd-sized hole in the door, blazing toward his car. So Fright Night, that's one of my favorites.
What's your next one? You thirsty?
I am.
Podcasting is thirsty work.
It is thirsty work, man. The original Friday the 13th is one that I love.
I still have not seen that one.
Yes, you have. We watched it for the podcast.
Did we do an episode on it?
Remember, it has Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did not like that movie very much.
I love that movie. Now, I don't think it's technically the best movie, but I just love it.
Really?
So what's not your favorite of all,
out of all movies?
No. Now, I'm not ranking best horror movies. I'm ranking favorites. And so I love slashers, too. Mm. And that's just the slasher formula there is so strong. It's like comfort food, you know? I'll put it on
What's wrong with you?
You'll put it on what?
I'll put it on, like, while I'm doing laundry or if I'm doing work. And I just like having it in the background.
Who hurt you, Jen?
We don't have time to get into that conversation. But I just love it. And Kevin Bacon is pretty dreamy.
He is
in that
dreamy,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. I love it. I watched the edited version and then we watched the non-edited version for the podcast. And there's a lot more gore in the real version than I remembered it. It was pretty nice.
Nice fun fact.
It is a fun fact. Jen's fun facts.
Yeah.
My third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I should have written it. Not Ghostbusters. Yeah. I love The Descent. Is another one of my favorites.
We did an episode on that one. I get why you like it so much.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie.
It really is. It's really good. Yeah. And really scary, too.
Oh, wait. That was a Mikey suggestion, wasn't it?
That was before me.
Oh, yeah. It was.
But no, I was guessing.
That was right before you.
That was when you were,
But I had to guess the sixth time to get the stamp to get a full-time host gig.
Oh, yeah. And then they let you on. Yeah. You hadn't filled up your punch card yet. Yeah. Yeah. So we watched The Descent. Now, you guys seen The Descent? Love it. Yeah. And now I have a phobia. Every time there's anybody driving in a movie, I was like, watch the road, watch the road. Because I'm afraid they're going to get like shot through the head.
But because, and I think it's because that always movie.
That's true. But okay,
watching the road.
Look for
it. Jen.
Like, when you're watching, you drive?
I watch the road. But if you watch TV.
I watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I'm still trying to figure
out
how that
works. We're not doing that podcast.
Because I was asking Todd if he'd seen the second season of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Like, yeah, I watched it while I was driving to my mom's house. She was like, was Natalie driving? I was like, no, I was by myself.
How does that work?
You just break the law.
You miss the nuances of Shalhoub's performance looking right at him.
Oh, Monk.
Love Shalhoub. Yeah. So I love The Descent. I love it. You know, it's a strong lady movie.
It is.
You know.
And one of the things that I liked about The Descent was that you could replace all the women with all the men and it wouldn't change at all.
Right. But they chose to make it all women.
Yeah, yeah,
which is awesome.
And I'm not saying it would have been better. It wouldn't have changed it at all. Like, am I digging a hole? No, I think it's a good
I don't think it would have been better.
Hey, they go in a hole.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been better. It would have been.
They do go in a hole. Yeah, Todd is descending into a territory that I'm going to have a problem with.
I hated the movie, though. What were they? Were they like
spelunkers?
Spelunkers?
No, not
they're
the
lady
women.
Adventurers.
No, not the women.
Oh, creepy crawlies.
The people that are in the
creepy
crawlies.
There are people who evolved underground.
I fucking hated those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they were really scary. And what I love about that movie is those monsters are so scary. But it's a scary movie before you even see the monsters too.
Yeah, bachelorette parties.
Adventure bachelorette parties.
That's true. Yeah,
that sounds horrible.
And like, I wouldn't want to go down in a cave anyways, but definitely not after I was hungover from drinking all night at the party. So those ladies are badass because there's probably spiders down in that cave.
One or two.
They didn't make it out. So.
One or two. All right. What's your number two?
My number two?
Well, not in that order, but what's the next movie?
I really love Your Next. Mm. You guys seen Your Next?
It's a good Thanksgiving movie.
It really Yeah, we were trying to think of a good movie for Thanksgiving, and it's not specifically a Thanksgiving movie, but they're all sitting around a table, you know. I just love that movie. I love the final girl in that movie. You know, she's badass. It's awesome.
You get an episode on it.
I did, yeah. Yeah, and I kind of lost my mind a little bit during that episode. Yeah. It was just a little
I wouldn't say that that's an uncommon occurrence, but yeah.
And if you listen to the unedited version of that episode, I lost my mind quite a bit more than what made it into the episode. Yeah. I think I OD'd a little bit on the anxiety oil.
There was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, so those are my top fours, yeah. Mikey, what's your top five? I mean, you're number one. How do numbers work?
My number,
it's got to be, well, I'll let you say it, but I know what it is.
Why did y'all ask me to join the podcast?
Should we tell them that we've been asking ourselves that?
I love you, Mikey.
I'm just kidding,
bread of
Mikey.
Jokes, Mikey. When they asked me to come on full time, they wanted me to select a movie, and I selected my favorite horror film, The Thing.
Yeah.
Woo! It's gross.
I love it. It is gross, but that's part of the charm. Yeah. The practical effects are amazing. It holds up to this day.
I think because the practical effects are so amazing, it holds up real well. Like they didn't try and do like CGI, because like 80s and 90s CGI does not hold up well.
Was CGI a thing in the 80s?
I mean, they had computers.
Tron.
Yeah.
Yeah, first one.
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I think I hated The Thing because there was a lot of like gaggy stuff in it, and I'm out. But like, it was, I understood
it was
why
so
you
fun
liked
to watch
it
with Todd.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
and Todd threw up, or basically,
I did not throw up.
He got the trash can. He's like,
a lot of dry heaving.
The chest grabbing thing. Yeah. Really
I never
him.
Saw that coming.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was great.
How did they do that? I still have no idea how they did that effects wise.
We talked about it with the arm thing.
Yeah, she had a fun fact.
I mean, but like, how do you? I hate people, man. If you can think of that, there's like, ugh.
That's my favorite scene. And also, it's like my favorite protagonist. It's like Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, MacReady.
Yeah. And I will agree, Kurt Russell is amazing.
Yes.
Snake Plissken is amazing in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's a smart movie. I feel like it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It really just shows you what a high-functioning alcoholic can do.
That's true.
In the 80s, they were just called people.
It also shows you that if you don't invite a woman to your base, then all of your buildings will eventually blow up and you'll all die. So, just say.
Which one got the bigger laugh?
So the whole movie went. Maybe the movie was a metaphor about how a woman came on the base and destroyed everything.
Well, yeah, you know. There's an interview where Carmen...
Gasps from the crowd.
Hot take from Mikey. About a movie that's 30 years old. No, there is an interview with John Carpenter where he said the thing is supposed to be female, which...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not
it's
crazy.
Funny you didn't say that on the episode.
I know. I'm not crazy about that reading, and I forgot to say it. So, that's what I'm bringing up now, yeah.
That's
the
one thing you forgot to say.
I know. I said everything else in the world, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that movie 3 times now, and I like it more every time I watch it. The first time I don't like gross stuff. I don't like body horror very much, and I'm not really a fan of 80s effects.
You have to admit, the effect, and I hated that movie, but the effects are like, when you just go back and think about what they were able to do at that time, I was sort of blown away by that.
It is very impressive.
Didn't you say that the guy who did it was like super young?
He was young, and he like lived on the set for like a year. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. It's gross. It's effective.
I love bringing my favorite film to make them watch and then convincing them to like it, because Jen didn't like it before
we
watched it.
Yeah. You won me over a little bit. I did like it more.
Charm and enthusiasm.
And honestly, that's one thing that I'm really enjoying with the podcast, is because I have my little niche of horror movies that I like, and I really don't venture out of it that much. Like, I like slashers, I like home invasion, I like supernatural movies. And so this is kind of broadening my horror base. Like, I never would have picked The Collector to watch. We watched that. I think our episode on that drops on Monday. Yeah. And
that's like my 6th favorite.
Oh, just barely made it. Yeah.
Didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah. But I liked that movie, and I liked the thing. It's like kind of pushing me to watch some other stuff. So I'm liking that, you know.
I like the premise of The Collector a lot. I mean, if we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I liked the premise of it, but I hated the movie, which, again, is probably
he hates them all.
I like finding movies with interesting premises for you to keep you interested, so you're not just dreading, like...
Well, I appreciate that.
Here's a ghost or a killer, you know? Yeah.
Man, we saw The Nun in the theater, and then... Have you guys seen The Nun? Yeah.
So, that was the first time he buttoned his shirt up over his face, too.
It was... But I don't understand why those movies even exist, because there's not much story there. It's just jump scare to jump scare to jump scare to jump scare. It isn't like,
because
and if
like
I can
writing...
say gags actually had a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't get me wrong, I laughed at one point. but at least there was like something there that was worth watching.
Yeah.
Whereas with The Nun, I didn't really get that. I just...
It was a bunch of visuals strung together, and they were effective visuals, and I found it scary, but it's not something that I thought about later.
Yeah.
It's not something that stuck with me. When we were thinking about different episodes, I actually forgot that we'd done it.
People like to be scared. It's like riding a roller coaster, like I said. And it might not be like a memorable movie, but it's like $10. You have a good time. Take a date, you know.
Yeah.
And you guys can talk about it later.
Yeah, lots of nun puns. That was probably my favorite part of watching it, recording our episode of The Nun. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think I worked in the Nundercover pun into that one.
It was, yeah.
But that, and then we just found out that was Sister Act.
Oh, I do like that movie, Sister Act.
Oh, whooping. So, Jen, what's your
number one favorite horror? And this actually, well, Terminator 2 is my all-time favorite movie.
But not horror, right?
No, not horror. Yeah, I have a whole nother 5 for my favorite non-horror movies.
You did not tell me I didn't come prepared.
Yeah. Well, think quick, Mikey. Although I'll talk a long time about this movie. So my favorite horror movie of all time is Cabin in the Woods. Have you seen it? Love, 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 love that movie.
Of all time, really?
Of all time, yeah.
Tell me more.
I know.
Oh, do you have thoughts about Cabin in the Woods?
I mean, I like it.
I love it. I just love everything that it has to say about horror. I like how it kind of turns everything on its head. It kind of goes underneath and kind of, it's like Leslie Vernon, you know, kind of explains it, but it still functions as a movie. It's like how Scream is analyzing the slasher genre, but still still functioning as a slasher movie. And I think Cabin in the Woods is the same way. Like, and I don't want to spoil anything, but the third act of that movie is just so amazing. And I remember watching it in the theaters and they pushed the button. I don't want to spoil anymore. And then I was like, holy shit, for the next 30 minutes. And I kept like cheering and like, oh yeah, we're going to watch it. We got to wait till he's seen a lot more of these movies so he'll get the references, though, because...
Yeah, I really have only seen, like, our 38th episode is going to drop because we haven't been a podcast that long. So our 38th
episode... Yeah, four episodes.
Our 38th
That's when we became a real podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Our 38th episode
you hit podcast
drops
puberty.
That's when Mikey
Monday.
Joined the podcast. Yeah. So,
our
know.
38th episode drops on Monday, and I think I've probably seen 45 horror movies total in my life.
Although we keep finding out that you've seen more horror movies that you just didn't consider horror movies.
Well, because I don't really consider horror comedy like horror. I mean, I guess I do, but like they're like, not intended to be scary, really. They're intended to be funny. And I'm sure that that line kind of deviates as, you know, I'm sure it's a spectrum, right?
Yeah.
So, but like Tremors, I didn't think was a horror movie, really.
It's a monster movie.
Like, I don't... It's monster. Sort of, right? Like,
but there's a monster. It exists. Hey, look, the House of Suspense has many rooms, and they can all intersect with each other.
I am not at all saying you're wrong.
Because I'm always right.
Well, yeah, that's, so you tell me. But I don't know. So I do like a lot of horror comedies. In fact, I don't think we've watched a horror comedy that I haven't liked, really.
Yeah.
And I would include Happy Death Day in that. It was fine.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. But like you've seen Shaun of the Dead, too, which I would definitely say is
a horror movie. Yeah.
But it is.
It's a love story with zombies.
I think I've only seen it once. I don't know. Remember a whole bunch about
it.
Good. But so many of the horror comedies, what makes them so great is that they reference other movies. And so while I would like to show, like pick a lot of those, like you don't get the references yet. And that's what makes them so much better, I think. You know, that's why I love Cabin in the Woods so much, is because it references so many other movies that I love. And if you really watch that again and you dig deep, like how many of you have ever found a screenshot of the whiteboard from Cabin in the Woods and just looked at every line and like, oh yeah, that's from that. That's from that. And that's something that there's not on that whiteboard. And then
this is why I like watching movies with you, because we do have different horror movie tastes.
Exactly.
Because I had the opposite reaction to the third act of Cabin in the Woods.
What?
Yeah. I thought it goes off. No.
You didn't like it?
I mean, I liked it. I just didn't like it as much as you liked
it. Oh, I love it.
And I didn't like the button in the end and all that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we need to watch that again. Plus, Chris Hemsworth is in that movie. And, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Your husband's here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Podfather.
All right, so those are, do we say all five of them?
I think so.
We did. Only 30 minutes left.
Any that you liked? You've talked about Leslie Vernon.
Yeah, I like Leslie Vernon a lot. Nathan, get in my DMs.
Todd, how's your views on horror movies changed in the last year? If at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Or what have you learned?
Hasn't really been a year yet. It's been like 7 months. But,
I'm sorry.
I honestly don't. I don't know. Like, I think I appreciate it a lot more as an art form than I did when we first started, but I still don't really like them. And I think it's mainly because I'm just a bad fit for the movie, if that makes sense. Like,
okay, so, but you've seen good horror films and bad, because we've watched bad films and good films together. So, like, what are the differences to you between the two?
Well, some of them I'd watch again, and some of them I'd never want. Like Silent Night, Deadly Night, I hope to never see again.
Yeah, that was an interesting watch.
That redhead on the pool table could get it. But no, there's no one I would – there's a bunch of movies we've watched that I would never want to watch again.
Yeah. Before they asked me to come on full time, I guessed it all December and watched like Christmas Icons sexually assault
like
different
Jack
people.
Like Jack Frost. Have you guys seen Jack Frost?
Yeah.
I felt so bad for Shannon Elizabeth, and not necessarily because she was getting raped death by a carrot dick, but like because she had to be in that scene. Like, I felt bad for her as a person she was like, hey, I gotta make it to set so I can get raped by a snowman carrot dick
and then die. Yeah,
that seems really depressing
and
to me.
I wish you were all in the room when we're recording the podcast,
because none of us had
seen
it before.
We're like, and then she's in the tub.
You're like, what?
and some stuff happens.
Yeah. Jen, take it away.
Well, and so then the next movie we watched was Silent Night, Deadly Night. And that was, none of us had seen that movie either. So, yeah, it was a fun December.
No. No. But, I mean, there are movies like the horror comedies I would definitely watch again. I'd probably watch Misery again. Misery wasn't bad. But, like, I don't know.
The book.
But, like, Assassination Nation? Uh-uh. I'm good.
I loved Assassination Nation. Did anybody see that? Woo! I loved it. I understand why a lot of people don't like it. But
I think when you said people, you meant men. Yeah, no, I mean, I understand. I didn't dislike it for the misogynistic
reason. Yeah, you didn't dislike it because you hate women.
I disliked it because it's just scary.
No, his hating of women has nothing to do with that movie.
That's unrelated.
Yeah.
So Todd doesn't hate women, let's just say for the record. Well, yeah, I loved Assassination Nation.
I love you, Natalie.
So what do you That's guys some one. Of your favorite movies? Just shout some of your favorite horror movies out. The Shining. The Shining.
Oh, she does not like The Shining. She talks about it all the time. But because...
Wait, no Stephen King.
Well, thanks for stopping by, guys. Thanks for stopping by. But it's because, and if you don't mind me summarizing it so it doesn't take 20 minutes.
Can you explain how I feel about this movie, Todd? Please.
Maybe I do hate women.
Are you going to make fun of him from that?
Yeah. So, my Shining thoughts. Remember how I was saying that she like reads the books and then projects the books onto the movies? So
yeah.
The book, and I'm sure the book is so much better than the movie. Is it...
Well, it's so different.
I don't know. I haven't read.
Very different.
I haven't read the book because I'm not.
It's a book.
I'm not. Yeah. In truth, I'm just severely dyslexic.
I'm not well read.
I can't really read anything. Yeah. But the book is just better in her mind. So she does
it
not
is,
like
it. Yeah.
The problem with Jen and why.
Wow.
What makes Jen so awesome is.
When we watch Stephen King movies, she only talks about the book.
Yeah.
And we have to edit all of it out. Because she's like, well, in the book, it's like this. That's why the movie's good. And we're like, we're not reading the book.
Yeah. This is not the
podcast. Yeah.
How many episodes of a Stephen King movie have you been on with us, Mikey?
And how many do you think you'll be doing after this?
Is it one?
It's one's enough.
It's all Stephen King for the rest of the year.
Oh, God.
And I make the schedule so I can make it happen.
She's not wrong.
I got a lot of thoughts about The Shining. I do really appreciate it as a movie. It is a great movie. It's just, I have, that's a long conversation.
Sum it
I'll
up.
Meet you at the bar and we'll
Sum
talk.
Sum it up in 1 minute. Sum it up.
Sum
in
it
one
up
minute.
In 19 minutes?
No, one no. minute. One
oh,
minute.
1 minute. Personal connection to all the characters in the book and don't see them represented the way I connect with them on the screen. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, well done.
There you go.
Also love the Simpsons adaptation of that in Treehouse of Terror.
I've also never watched any Treehouse of Terror episodes of The Simpsons.
Because he's too scared.
Yeah. Oh
my God. They're awesome.
That's the way I live my life,
I didn't know that.
Oh, I often like The Simpsons, the Treehouse of Terror. Okay, but I got to say... It is not Treehouse of Terror. It is Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, I don't.
And how do you walk away from that alliteration? Every time I see that, it drives me crazy because it should be Treehouse of Terror and it's Treehouse of Horror, and it just bugs me.
Do you want me to call Conan?
Yes. Can you? Do you know? Can he be on our podcast?
I do like redheads though.
Tall ones.
Yeah.
All right. So the next thing we're going to do is we have some questions from our Patreon people that we thought would be fun to answer. So our first question is, if you could be any horror character for a day, who would you be and why? I know who you're going to say. I've got to guess.
I know who you're going to say too. Wow.
MacReady.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I am him every Saturday night. I just drink.
With your blow-up doll? And yeah. And just flame-copter around town?
That's from the episode, so... No, I drink and light stuff on fire.
In your helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like how... Well, I've never seen you drink and drive, but MacReady is drunk flying that whole movie.
He really is.
Yeah.
But I'm that hat.
So much so that when they get to the spaceship, they're like... All right, let's check this out.
Exactly.
There's no way a sober person does that. No way.
Yeah, I get out my old Yosemite Sam hat.
I love that hat, man.
Just act like I'm flying helicopter.
Kurt Russell can pull it off, too.
What about you, Jen?
It would be Sydney from Scream. He's awesome. That just narrowly is not in my top five, but I love that movie. And she's just so badass. And I love how she changed Final Girls and just changed the genre of that. She's really... empowering and inspirational to me, and she's awesome. Yeah,
cool.
Good job.
And who would you? I know who you would be.
Leslie Vernon.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's, I mean, okay, so let's think about like what Leslie Vernon is. He's super charming, very funny, does a lot of cardio.
And those are all things you wish you could be someday?
Oh.
You could get there with the cardio.
Yeah, so I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
I think my second place would be Jack Frost. Well, hear me out.
Give me the
not to be him, so but he had cool powers
of being a snowman.
Yes.
What could you do? What could you do with snowman powers, Mikey?
I would melt down and.
You just want to be able to change into the three different forms of matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, throw icicles at people.
I don't like where this is going.
I don't either.
I'm very scared of what Mikey's about to talk about.
I know.
I find Shannon and Elizabeth attractive as well. All right, what's the next question?
All right, so aside from Todd's brush with Outlast, do any of you play horror games?
The game Outlast.
The game,
yeah.
Outlast. And if so, what's your favorite horror game? Todd?
Well, so I used to play video games for a living, and people would pay to watch me play video games. Anyone familiar with what Twitch is?
It's called,
yeah, so I'm still a partner Twitch streamer, and they would occasionally make me play Outlast, and I don't have a horror game that I like, but Outlast, and I played Five Nights at Freddy's, and I hate all of them so much, because especially Five Nights at Freddy's is all jump scares, and that's like my kryptonite. I hate jump scares. At least Outlast had sort of a story. And
wait,
it was
you played Five
creepy.
Nights at Freddy's?
I don't want to talk about it.
There's some video online of you playing Outlast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There?
If you don't know what that is, ask your kids.
It is like a kid's horror. I don't want to talk about it. Like, do you guys? It's okay. It's like scary stuffed animals, but they're very scary, and they have teeth.
It's on a phone, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it might be now. I don't know. When I did it, it wasn't. And it was scarier.
No.
What about you guys? Do you guys play any horror video games?
I usually hate horror. I love horror movies. I hate like moving the guy forward because I'm like, oh God.
It's like totally immersive.
But my favorite, I grew up around the time it came, Resident Evil 2.
Mm, yeah.
Love that game.
I watched a friend play, what's the other one that's not Resident Evil? But he's like in a town. It's really foggy.
Silent Hill.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I watched a friend play that for, I don't know, probably a good 8 hours. Not in one sitting, but like over the course of a few nights. And I, no.
There's something terrifying about having like the control of the protagonist.
The funny thing is whenever he would get up to like go to the bathroom or get something to drink, he would turn the light on or off. And then I would get up and turn it on. And he would go turn it on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't really like to play video games. They really stress me out a lot.
Talk about the Mario. Yeah. That's the funniest thing.
The third level of Mario when they're on the tree gives me a lot of anxiety because I'm afraid I'm going to fall off the tree. Yeah, the old one. And then whenever you have to fight a dragon and the little fire things are going around.
She means Bowser. She means Bowser. And she also gets really stressed out by the water level.
I really do. Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog used to kind of mess with me a little bit too. I really like watching those games, but it gives me a lot of anxiety.
You like go Sonic like real slow?
I do.
She's like jumping around.
Yeah.
And then he's rude to you when you're too afraid to move him to the next level. He'll like tap his watch and then like sit on the floor and like take a nap.
Video games, not dating, Jen.
Gee, that took a turn, Mikey. All right, to the next question. All right, this is from Elizabeth Burnett. I like horror movies that are connected to a holiday. If you could create a holiday horror movie, what day would you pick? What would it be called? And who would be the villain?
I don't want to be first on this one.
I think we need an Easter horror movie. Although I guess the Passion of the Christ could probably be considered.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, like maybe there's poison in the Easter eggs or something. Critters 2. Is that an Easter horror movie? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been so long since I've seen Critters 2.
And I'm really, have anybody been watching Into the Dark on Hulu? That's like each month is a new movie. Those are really cool. I've really been enjoying those. I really liked the New Year's Eve one. Yeah, there's not a lot of New Year's Eve horror either. I know because I was searching for some January episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys got any answers? That's kind of a hard one.
That is a hard one. I would say probably something other than Leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, like somebody has bad luck or something. Like really bad luck.
That's my autobiography.
Oh.
The story of Mikey.
Yeah. It's a horror movie.
Mikey O'Flanagan, though. It's a horror. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't really, I don't know, man, because I'm really bad with horror movies.
Yeah.
I think Boxing Day would be a good one.
I was thinking about that.
Because there's some inherent violence in boxing, and that could be kind of fun.
But I don't know very much about Boxing Day, but it's not me either, where you don't box people. Yeah, Oh, okay. Oh, well, what's in the box? There's where your horror head. Spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
I would like a horror movie version of the show Hoarders. I think that would be really scary.
Like they're just like what's that?
Like they go pictures? In for an intervention. There's just cats everywhere and like it smells and then like dead people. I don't know.
Silence of the Lambs.
Well,
storage facility. Yeah. Yeah.
But more clutter.
Oh, yeah. That's just some horrifying stuff.
Like he's murdering people. He's like, I can't give up this newspaper.
Or maybe the giant box falls on him and he just.
So more clutter, less lotion is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen Silence of the Lambs, by the way.
Oh, but you know about it. Hey, you guys shouted it out.
Yeah, I saw the sexy, right? Yeah, would you vote me or whatever? Yeah. I get the reference. I just haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He knows a lot of these things about these movies. Like when we watched Saw.
Like, if it's like in pop culture, like I know it because my friends have made jokes about it. So like I know it, but like I haven't seen it.
You can't make jokes. Those are our jokes.
All right. What's the next question?
All right. Well, I already talked about what my thoughts on Cabin in the Woods are.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Stephen King one?
Oh, no.
I could talk for a long time about Stephen King. Okay. What is your favorite Stephen King book and also your favorite short story of his and Bachman Counts? And what is your least favorite Stephen King book or story? And I know it sounds like I just asked myself that question, but somebody, Michelle Ratliff actually asked that. Who here likes Stephen King?
I didn't realize you had a nom de plume.
Oh. Yeah. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, Stephen King is my everything. I love him and I can talk for hours. But I also know that he's not perfect. And I love that part of this question was what's your least favorite Stephen King book? Because, first, my favorite Stephen King book is The Stand. And I know you like that movie or that book too.
I do like that book. I think I like the Bill Hodges trilogy more.
Yeah, I like that one. That's next on my chronological reread. And it's good.
Mr. Mercedes and then ends with End of Watch. I really like what he did there. And, I like detective books anyway. And having the Stephen King spin on detective books was really good for me.
He's doing a little more crime writing in his later years. Yeah. I love The Stand. My favorite short story of his is In. Have you guys read that? It's from, it's in Just After Sunset, I think. And it's really cool. It's told through like the notes of a psychiatrist talking about a man who's got OCD and it's kind of like a Stonehenge-y kind of thing. He's got to make sure he's taking pictures of seven stones or it can open a portal. It's really cool. Check it out. I don't really like The Gunslinger. I know. Okay. I finished the Dark Tower series this year. And
is The Gunslinger the first book?
The Gunslinger is the first one.
I read that one too.
Oh, did you?
Not a fan.
Yeah.
And by read, audio. But yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts about the Dark Tower series. And I'm really glad I read them and I got a lot out of them. But the books for me were pretty uneven. And The Gunslinger was one that I didn't like. But I loved The Drawing of the Three, which is the second one, so much. I've never been more surprised by how much I loved a book. And it was, it was awesome. There's a short story called Dedication that I do not like at all. And it's in Nightmares and Dreamscapes. So that's my answer for Stephen King. Questions?
Mikey, do you have a favorite Stephen King book?
I said
it. Oh, I should listen.
Todd hears Stephen King and he just checks out.
I do sometimes.
I'm not deep enough to do the short stories.
I haven't read anything other than The Gunslinger, and that was the only book by Stephen King that I, quote unquote, read. But if I had to pick my favorite Stephen King movie that we've watched, I would say The Mist. Except the last 7 minutes of The Mist, I hate
what?
It.
What? No, like that's what makes that movie brilliant.
Mm. This guy knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. I hate it. No, and the movie. I don't know what how the book ends, but the movie is different apparently, right?
Yeah, the movie and the book are very different.
I think the movie ends so fantastically. I think that's one of the most, best endings.
Didn't Stephen King say he liked it?
Yeah, he did.
He said he liked it better than his ending. Ugh. I don't like it because it emotionally destroys me, but I do think that it is the better ending for the story.
I loved it. I loved it.
I don't like it. When I watch it by myself, I turn it off when
they're
in the car.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah,
has everybody seen The Mist?
We don't want to spoil it. Anybody here who's not seen
Stephen,
don't spoil it.
Yeah. So they're in a Jeep. They drive. It's like the survivors of the town.
You're
going to
spoil it?
I'm going to spoil it.
Don't spoil it. No,
I'm spoiling.
No.
He shoots them all.
Yeah. So he shoots His kid.
I tried to stop this.
He shoots Amy Smart.
Yeah, he shoots his kid. He shoots new mom.
Bunny McDougal, new... too.
Yeah, the older couple.
Bunny McDougal.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
And then he goes to shoot himself. He's out of bullets. He gets out of the Jeep, and then the army comes and saves him.
I apologize for everyone who's not seen this. I tried to stop.
I was like, I just sat in the theater, and I was like, oh, my. It's one of those moments I'll never forget seeing in theaters.
And yeah. I'm seeing it through my sobs. So, yeah.
Oh, I hated it.
But it is good. Yeah. Okay, if you could, this is Todd. If you could adapt any of the horror films you've seen so far into a musical, which one would you pick and why?
I hate people.
So if there is a genre that Todd loves,
I do love musicals. Yeah.
Yeah. specifically the Pirates of Penzance.
No, but the Pirate of Penzance is great. Anybody else like musicals?
No.
So like, four people.
If you have not seen Gilbert and Sullivan invent the genre of rap, you're missing out. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I don't know. I think I would like to see Leslie Vernon do a musical, but only because I love that character.
Mm-hmm. And, he's not here. Stop talking about it.
I know. I just really, that was like the first horror comedy I watched, and I was like, oh shit, I can do this. This is a, you know, horror genre I can jive with. So probably that. I don't know. We'll have to get together and see if we can write some Phantom of the Opera, Andrew Lloyd Webber-esque songs for.
We may have started workshopping them in the car on the way to Kansas City.
We got real bored in 9-hour drive.
We did, yeah.
I read. Because I don't do music stuff like that.
Would you adapt any into a musical? I think the theme musical, musical would be good.
Didn't they make an Evil Dead musical?
There is an Evil Dead musical.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen it?
So good.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's awesome.
I would do Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, I'll call Ice Cube, see if he's available.
I think Lin-Manuel could do something with
that. Lin-Manuel Miranda can do anything.
That's true. He is pretty awesome. The first thing that came to my mind when I read that question was Tremors, and I would just love to see a Tremors musical. Imagine like Tremors.
Yeah, honestly, just one simple change and it could be a song about I don't know how to quit you between Bacon and the older dude.
Oh, yeah.
And it would just be,
maybe there's like a stomp kind of thing with the pogo stick girl.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. Oh, I love it.
That would be awesome. And then when they throw the rocks. Yeah.
And dynamite.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And that time that thing happened, it was really funny. Yeah.
You guys were there.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
Well, we've got about 5 more minutes. Do any of you guys have any questions for us?
Thanks.
I've got some more written down. I know it can be kind of hard to think of a question. But I got some more here. But if you
are there any movies
Ooh, so are there any movies that you guys want to make me watch, that you're looking forward to making me watch?
Well, yes. you're going to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre at some point. And movie disturbs me so
much. For those of you who have never listened to the podcast, our scary scale goes from Ghostbusters to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's, I'm not looking forward to that one at all.
Okay, so let
I had problems
this.
With the scale when I came on board too.
I don't
think Ghostbusters is a 1. We have this discussion every time.
We do, and we're not changing it.
Texas Massacre is a 10.
Okay, and I'm not saying Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the scariest movie ever. What I'm saying is I feel like that's a movie that so many people know of that they can connect to really, really scary or disturbing. So when you hear something's as scary as Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you may not have seen it, but you probably know about it. Whereas if I said, oh, it's as scary as Martyrs and you've never heard of Martyrs, that doesn't mean anything to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I've never seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but for me, the scariest movie I've ever seen is Hereditary. And okay. So I thought I was going to get made fun of. So thank you so much for not shouting Normie at me or anything like that. But yeah. So like, for me, that would be my 10. And if it falls underneath that, like I don't want to watch it. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm sure
really excited because I want to show you films that scared me.
Yeah,
because you get scared of films that are dumb. But so and then I like modern horror where it is right now with like Conjuring and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he hates jump scares the most, and they're doing those so well that I think I could scare the shit out of you.
I think Sinister is really going to scare you a lot. Just knowing what's scary, and that's a scary movie. But I think just knowing what
Insidious,
scares you,
like all that, those little films that came out in the same time.
There are some movies that I'm too afraid to watch too, and I'm really nervous.
Which ones?
Martyrs. And Inside and
Terrifier.
Audition. Oh, yeah.
Audition.
Yeah, so I
she does freak out.
I really do. I watched half. I probably watched 2/3 of The Collector, and the other half I was hiding behind my outline because it was just.
And I feel obligated to watch, like literally watch the movie.
So, I know, and he got mad at me because I was.
I yelled at you during the movie. I'm like, if you make me watch this, you have to.
All of our videos so far is like Todd freaking out. Jen's like, and then I'm like laughing hysterically. Yeah, because watching it with them makes it less scary for me.
Yeah.
And he's gagging. She's covering her face. I'm like,
yeah. Collector was a rough watch for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if there's one movie that I'm really afraid to watch, it's Inside. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just as someone who has had children and doesn't
is that
like
the one where you see all their emotions and like it's like.
Yeah. Well, I see emotions in every movie.
Gotcha. Somebody just got the joke.
Yeah. I do love Amy Poehler, man.
Me too.
I also love to use that fire meme where his head just bursts into flames. Yeah. I've sent that to you many times.
Yeah, we got another question.
Yeah.
Do you guys like It?
So do we guys like It, the new movie, or the old one?
Yeah, or the book. Which one do you like?
I got a lot of thoughts about it. I love the book. It is problematic in scenes. If any of you have read the book, you probably know what I'm talking about. And I loved the movie. I thought what they really got.
The old or the new movie?
The new movie. Yeah. I honestly don't think I've seen all of the old miniseries. Wow. Is it good? Yeah. I've seen parts of it. And I think it's just one that I missed. But I loved the new movie because they got the most important part of that story, which was the chemistry between the kids. You can really feel the friendship there, which is what that book is really about. It's not about a clown. It's about friends. Kind of like your movie. Your movie's not really,
about a clown. It's about friends.
The movie gets.
Yeah, and so I loved the way they adapted that part. I have some problems with Bev's character, and I have some problems with Mike's character in that movie.
I like the new one too. I guess maybe because I think the miniseries kind of aged off a little bit poorly, and I really like the movie. I'm hoping part two is really great and lives up to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be interested.
I thought it could be scarier though.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I know this is supposed to be scary and I'm enjoying watching it, but I'm not afraid that clarinet lady is behind me. You know, like it's like I know I'm supposed to be afraid, but I didn't ever feel afraid. Does that make sense?
I've never been afraid of a woodwind instrument.
I feel like
what is going on?
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
Just wait till later tonight.
And on that note, guys, that's going to be it for us. Thank you so much for coming
out. Thank you very much, guys.
Yes, I'm Jen.
I'm Todd the Virgin.
And I'm Michael.
Thank you.
Bye. Nerds.
Have a good week.
Oh, my gosh. It just went off.
Nailed it.
Thank you, guys.